around 20 years ago, a young man in Lakewood in his low 40s collapsed from a heart attack and was nifter. I remember the story very well, and I remember at that time, Lakewood was much smaller then, and Beis Medrash Kavaya, Yeshiva of Lakewood, they went around, this was before the days when everyone made like parlor meetings when something like this happened. They went around that people should sign up giving amounts of money towards this mishpacha. And they were going around, people were signing up. And I remember vividly that there was a younger man standing next to me, someone that I knew well, very tired, a good younger man. And he told the person that was giving out the envelopes, everyone signing up for minimum amounts, he said, "I'm not giving anything to this tzedakah." I remember looking at him in shock. Like, well, what does that mean? Such a kind of younger man. And he explained himself. He said, "I want to tell you something. I was speaking very short while ago, we said, to someone who's a big gvir here in Lakewood. And this is what the gvir told me. He said, this person was under such financial stress. He said, such financial stress that the 3 days before he had the heart attack and he collapsed, his family said he kamat didn't eat anything. He had no appetite. That's what kind of stress he was under. So he said, this gvir told me, this young man said, that I knew about his situation, and I cannot in good conscience say, Yodeinu loy shofchu es adom hazeh, that our hands are not guilty in what happened to this person. Because I knew of the situation, and I didn't do anything. He says, now I plan on giving a lot of money to the family. And he says, so the younger man said as follows. He said, I see everyone's running to give money now. And of course, Yisoimim come first in halacha. They have the number one, that's the number one tzedakah. They're helping out Yisoimim and Almanis, it's Meiridik. But he said, everyone's running to give money now. He says, so obviously this is not where I'm needed. He said, what I want to do now is, I want to try to find out. He said, I'm sure I must have some relative, somebody that I know, if I have Meiser money, someone that I know that's struggling, and I can maybe help them out to save that the mother of that family should not turn into an almana, rechamon alitzlan, and the children should not become Yisaimim. Now, there's a sequel to this story. Around 5 years ago, and this is the point I want to just to drive home. Around 5 years ago, I met this same younger man who today is Baruch Hashem, he's whatever, doing nicely in Parnassah. He's not a millionaire, far from that, but he's doing okay. And I was schmoozing with him. And I told him, you should know, I still vividly remember that conversation that we had. Made an impression on me, what you said. So he told me, I still live today with that motto. So I want to tell you something. He said, you know, there was a family, he told me a name, that there was signs up all over town, Lakewood, about making parlor meetings now in these days for this certain mishpacha. I said, yes, I saw the signs all over. So he says, okay. So he says, yeah, that person was nifter, you know, nothing to do with whatever, nothing to do with stress. He was nifter, whatever. He got sick. So he said, I want to tell you something. He said, this person, Mamish, was struggling. He couldn't pay his mortgage. So he said, my nicer money, I gave to pay this person's mortgage. That's what I was doing. He says, but now? He says, now, this person was just nifter recently. They set up a whole fund. They're taking care of his mortgage now. I heard they're taking care of the grocery bills. Everything's being taken care of. I'm on to a new case already. He says, I channel my resources in where people, the regular people, are not channeling their resources. People that are, no one sees the emergency. There's no almana, there's no yisaimim, and if someone's struggling, they're on their own. That's where I go to get my Maaser money, he said. That's the cases I'm looking for. I'm looking to prevent Almonis and Yesaimim. Preventive medicine, as they call it. That's what I'm looking for. He said, I'm not taking anyone away. He said, it's Gevaldik. It's Moiridik. You should give Almonis and Yesaimim. Avada, they have Kedima. But he says, well, everyone's running to give it. They don't need me to pay the mortgage anymore. It's being taken care of. I know for a fact, he said. They're taking care of the mortgage. They have special fund. A couple people covered it. Big Gevirim right away. I had to struggle. I gave them what I could towards it. To give my Maaser money towards that. The point is that we have to all walk away from, and that is to say, we don't have to wait till a tragedy happens. Of course, people could say, how do I know? How do I know? But we could do a little research. It's not so hard. I could say pretty comfortably, most people know one person who's having a real hard time financially. Most people know at least one family, but they're not coming. They're not begging you. They're not going to come tell you, please, I can't pay my mortgage. People have a COVID. People are embarrassed. But we, Ashrei Maskel Adol, let's try to find out which people are suffering, which people can pay their mortgage, people can pay their food bills. And it's hard for me. The next thing I'm about to say is hard for me to say. But There are people now that somebody was trying to help cover someone's food bill who couldn't pay, and the person was under a lot of stress. And I this story I know is a fact. And all the funds, they had a lot of extra money. They were all going towards Almonis and Yesaimim. And he couldn't get, but these people, they're suffering, they're struggling. And there was these same people that were, I'm sorry, we only fund that thing. We can't fund you. I'm not going into that. Everyone has their own tzedakah. But he was saying, but why can't we fund someone? Why can't we help someone? This gvir, why can't you come channel some funds also towards this family so they shouldn't become Almonis and Yesaimim? May we all take these words to heart.